There's this old movie, and it has Steve Martin and Daryl Hannah in there. Stick with me. I know we're talking about special ed stuff, but I want to give you this example that really is going to lead into what we're talking about today. So in this movie, Steve Martin has this super long nose, like really long, and he finds it hard to drink from a wine glass in the traditional way that one would. So in the scene, Steve Martin asks Daryl Hannah if she has a straw. She does not have a straw for him. So he begins trying different angles to drink from this wine glass. But every time his nose is getting in the way, it's splashy, it's messy, it's all over the place. So finally he gives up and sucks it up, it being the wine, through his nose. Ugh. Using his nose, or straw if she had one, is what we call in the world of special education accommodations. So it was allowing Steve Martin's to still drink the wine in the same way as everyone else. He didn't change the wine in any way. He just found a way to consume it differently. Alternatively, say he took the wine and froze it into wine cubes so that he could then put it in his mouth and it could dissolve. That would be modifying the form of wine. So this would be different than what everyone else has, right? So everybody else at the party has their glass of wine and he has the frozen wine. That is an example of a modification. Hello, special education strategist. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. Today in our solo episode, I am going to share with you what the difference is between accommodations and modifications. I am a mom of three and have sat on both sides of the IEP table, both as a parent and a professional. The world of special education can be overwhelming and scary, even for me as a parent, and I have extensive special education training. Don't worry, I got you. In my solo episodes of The Special Education Strategist, I'm here to break down the IEP process, help reduce stress, and empower you and your child. At the IEP table, I have learned to improve outcomes, be informed, be prepared, and become a partner with the IEP team. If you are new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize and take your special education strategies from worries to wins. Many times parents, students, and even educators are easily confused when discussing accommodations and modifications. Most people think these two words have the same meaning in special education. In all actuality, they have very different meanings. Accommodations refer to leveling the playing field. Modifications refer to changing the playing field. Program accommodations and modifications are available to children who receive services under IDEA or Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. So accommodations and modifications are types of adaptations that are made to the environment, curriculum, instruction, or assessment practices in order for students with disabilities to be successful learners and to actively participate with other students in the general education and the school-wide activities. Accommodations are changes in how a student accesses information and demonstrates learning. Accommodations do not substantially change the instructional level, content, or performance criteria. The changes are made in order to provide a student with equal access to learning and an equal opportunity to show what they know and they can do. So examples of that may be accommodations of the presentation of learning, instructional strategies, students' response format, time, scheduling, equipment, assignments, structure, or paper type of work. Modifications are changes in what a student is expected to learn. So how is the accommodations? Modifications are the what. The changes are made to provide a student with opportunities to participate meaningfully and productively along with other students in the classroom and school learning experiences. Modifications include changes in instructional level, content, curriculum, performance criteria, and assignment structure. Sometimes folks question the use of modifications, but let's look at some real-world examples. Let's look at modifications on the job. As adults, do we question if a teacher uses a paraprofessional and aides to help them in the classroom. Executives use assistants to help with their daily duties. Assistants also use computers to aid in drafting letters and documents. These modifications allow us to be effective and efficient. They allow us to be productive and to concentrate on our actual work product instead of the work process. So in the grand scheme of things, these modifications are relatively modern items. For example, today we drive to work instead of walking. Cars are modifications that allow us to get to our destination quickly and comfortably and efficiently, well, for the most part, right? So, or we wear glasses that modify our vision and allow us to see better. So the real question that we should ask perhaps is whether making modification is fair, but what will be lost if you provide modifications to this child? What is the right thing to do for this individual child? Will this child be able to focus on learning instead of the condition that causes the child to need the modifications? To kind of recap, some students with disabilities, they need accommodations or modifications to their educational program in order to participate in the general curriculum and to be successful in school. So while the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, our federal law, and its regulations do not necessarily refer or define to accommodations or modifications, there's some agreement as to what they mean. So an accommodation is used to allow students to complete the same assignment or test as their same age peers, but with a change in the timing, format, setting, scheduling, response, or presentation. This accommodation does not alter in any significant way what the test or the assignment is measuring. Another example could be an accommodation including a student who is blind taking a Braille version of the test, or a student is taking a test alone in a quiet room. A modification is used as an adjustment to an assignment or a test that changes the standard or what the test or assignment is supposed to measure. Examples, again, of a modification include a student completing work on part of a standard or a student completing an alternative assessment that is more easily achievable than the standard assignment. Needed modifications and accommodations should be written into the student's individualized education plan or program, that's the IEP, or your Section 504 plan. These changes should be chosen to fit the student's individual needs. It's important to include that the student, if appropriate, when discussing needed accommodations and modifications, asking the student what would be helpful is always a great first step. That leads me to what we have on our website to help get you going. You know your kids best. You know if they're struggling, thriving, if they're happy or losing hope. If they understand or completely lost, the question is, what now? If you're not sure what steps to take to help your child succeed and need a starting point, take my free quiz. After answering some simple questions about your child, it will guide you towards that first step in helping your child be the best they can be. Again, I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I am passionate about helping families bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and create killer kick butt IEPs and support documents. Thank you again for strategizing with me and spending your precious time listening. If you've loved what you've heard, share this episode with a friend and give us a like and follow at Learning Essentials. I hope this helps make it a good day. Bye for now.